بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلی آلہ الطیبین الطاہرین المعصومین ولعنۃ اللہ علی آدائہم اجمعین من الان الی قیام یوم الدین. سو دس از one of the narrations that we will study in case of fiqh, that what are the sifat of the shahid, that we were studying the shahadat, that the witnesses or testimony, that what are the conditions of a witness or testimony. And we have discussed that the first condition for a testimony is balugh, that's adulthood, or the person should be of the age of puberty. And the second condition is aql, that he should be of a sound mind and not of a mind that's disturbed enough that he cannot give a witness or a testimony in the court of law of Islam. Asani al-Aql, that's the second condition of a shahid or a witness in a court of Islamic law is al-Aql. Wala taqbulu shahadat al-majnoon, that if a person is mad, then it's testimony is not acceptable. Hatta adwari, even if he is for some period and then he becomes okay for some period, that he loses his mind for some times of the year and he is good and sound at mind for some period of the year, in both the cases his testimony is not acceptable. In the adwari, that which is when he is sound in between the period, so when his mind is sound, then his testimony is taken. If the judge tests him and says that his mind is okay and his mind is working good, and then his testimony can be accepted. Otherwise, it's not acceptable by him. And that is also وَيُنِكُ بِهِ فِي عَدَمِ قَبُولِ مَنْ غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّحْبَ عَنْ نِسْيَانِ. If somebody forgets too much or have got is غافل, that he is not aware of the situation, what's happening. Or kana bihil al bala, that he is too low-minded that he cannot understand the thing. So his testimony is not accepted. So they are considered as equivalent to the madman. And if you Misr Zalik, Yajibul Istizhar al-Hakim, then Hakim has to make an announcement, Hatta Yusbitu ma Yashadun bi, unless it's proven what it is, what they said about. For Lazim al-Irad am Shahadatum, then it's obligated that he should avoid their testimony. Illa fil amur al-jaliya, except for the matters which are clear to everybody, allati ya'lamu bi'adam sahbihim, where nobody can forget, and nisyanum or ghalatum fit tahammul or naql, and it's sure that they are not saying from forgetfulness or error regarding its remembrance and regarding its holding. So that's a general rule about the aql, that how the aql operates in that case. Then the Adam Itmar Shahadat Madmoon Mutlak Mutmakun Ijmai, it is by Ijma that the Majnoon cannot give the Shahadat. The Majnoon means a madman. He cannot give the testimony. But Zaruri min al-Mazhab or Deen, and it is one of the necessities of the religion or Deen. Behaso kama afada sahibul jawahir, as it was given by the sahibul jawahir. La yasunu min al-Fakir, Zakara Madaya fi zalik min al kitab wa sunnah, that what is given in the faqih from the kitab and sunnah. Wa amma majnoon al adwari fi dawr al janoon kazalik, and if somebody is lost his mind for some period of time, so then his dawr al janoon is during the period of his madness, then its testimony is not accepted. Vamma filhal lafaka, but when he has a faka or salamat, astaghfirullah. Fa muqtadi al qaida al kabul muqayyadan bima idha alam al hakim bil ittila. So then it is acceptable if the judge tests him by a test or examination and finds him that he is his witness, his mind is present and is working accurately. Walwajhu fihi muzafan ila annahu la khilafihi wa la ishkal kama yadharu min kasful lisam. So these are three books here. You see the numbers 1, 2, 3. These are three famous books of the fiqh. The 1 and 3 are the same book, but different volumes. So Jawahirul Kalam is one famous book, and the author is Muhammad Hussain Najfi, and the other famous book is Kashful Lisan. So he is referring to these two books, that in these two books, it is mentioned here also. And innahu ma adam al ilm la yajri fihi asalato adam al khata wal ishtiba fala buddha min hasur al ilm bi hazur al zihn wa kamal al fatna summa ajra asalat adam al khata wal ishtiba kama la yakta summa ufil matan al haq bil majmoon al adwari ma adam al kabool Idda Mal Istizhar Allah. So here they are basically, these are the old terminologies of Majnoon, that's a madman, and Majnoon Adwari and Atbaki, they're divided. Now in the modern days, the mental diseases have got their classifications, and many mental diseases have found. And it is a psychiatrist which can give the fitness of a person, that whether a person is fit to give the testimony or not. Like in the cases of a doctor, for example, if a woman is pregnant and the doctor can give the decision that whether she can travel by air or not. So the decision authority lies with the doctor who is the expert in the field. Similarly, in these cases also, probably these books were written when their psychiatrists were not available in the Muslim world, and now the science has developed, now psychiatrists are available, and now they should be referred to the psychiatrist, that whether the person is mentally sound enough to give the testimony or not. And if its mental soundness is confirmed, only then he can be allowed to give the testimony in these cases. Because if only the Hakim tests and Hakim himself is not qualified enough to judge the mental soundness, he again may make an error, and he again may not be able to judge it completely. So that is one of the drawbacks here, which is of the old books. Nowadays the situation has changed. A solace. The third thing, the third condition which is needed is al-Iman. It is فَلَا تَقْبَضُ شَهَادَةُ غَيْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَضْرًا عَنِ الْغَيْرِ الْمُسْلِمِ مُطْلَقًا عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ. That Iman is needed, that he has to be the Asna Ashri by Iman. That one is Islam, that when the person says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, he becomes a Muslim. Iman means when he believes all the 12 Imams and he takes them as masoom and believes that they are wajibul itaat. So that is the Iman which is meant by this writing over here. Al Iman, فَلَا تُقْبِتُ شَهَادَةُ غَيْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. So the shahadat of, the testimony of غير المؤمن is not acceptable on غير المسلم, and similarly the غير المسلم shahadat is not acceptable upon a mu'min and others. وَلَهُمْ عَفْرٌ نَمْ تَقْبُلُ شَهَادَةُ الزِّمِّ. But shahadat الزِّمِّ can be taken in case of wasiyat, when there is, you don't find any two adil Muslims, and it is a time of wasiyat. For example, if somebody is traveling and he meets the situation of his death, and the only person near to him, that's a kafir, and that's the kafir is zimmi, so he can give the shahadat, and his shahadat is acceptable if no two adil Muslims are present at that time. وَلَا يَعْتَبَرُ قَوْنَ الْمُوْسِ فِي الْغُرْبَى. It's not even needed that the person doing the wasiya should always be in travel, even in Watan, if two adil Muslims are not present at that time, then the shahadat of the zimmi, the testimony of the kafir of zimmi. The kafir of zimmi is one which lives in a Muslim society and gives jizya. And the kafir of harbi is the one who is at war with the Muslims. So the shahadat, the testimony of kafir of harbi is never accepted, but the shahadat of kafir zimmi is accepted, even in those cases in which two Muslims, they cannot be found and they are not present at the time of shahadat. Wala yulliqu bisimmi al-fasiq min ahl al-iman. And the fasiq cannot be made attached to the zimmi. That if a person is fasiq, either Muslim or the zimmi, then he cannot be taken as acceptable for shahadat. وَهَلْ يُلِكُ بِالْمُسْلِمُ وَرْغَيْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا كَانَ عَدْلًا فِي مَذَبِي لَا يَبَدُ ذَلِكَ. And if somebody is Muslim, but he is non-Muslim, and he is adil in his mazhab, then it is taken as acceptable. وَتُقْبِلْ شَهَادَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ جَامِعَةُ الشَّرَائِطِ عَلَى جَمِيعُ النَّاسِ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْمِلَلِ. کہ if some mu'min is present and he has got all the conditions for a witness to be present in him, then his shahadat is preferred over all other things and on all other nations. بَلَا تَقْبَلُ شَهَادَةُ الْحَرْبِ mutlaqan. And if a kafir, a harbi, is present, a kafir who is at war with the Muslim, his testimony is never acceptable. وَهَلْ تَقْبِلُ شَهَادَةُ كُلُّ مُلَّةِ عَلَىٰ مِلَّتِهِمْ. And what about if somebody gives testimony and the two persons are both belonging to a different nation, then the, some of the scholars say that it is they have taken it as correct, and like the Shaykh whose example is given over here. So any question in that regard that you have, you can ask from me.